You might remember last Thursday, RN Drive heard from a couple of big footy fans who made epic road trips to Perth to see the AFL Grand Final. One of them was Roger Collins-Woolcock, who literally travelled from Stradbroke Island in Queensland to Perth to see his beloved Demons play. Here's how he made the journey.
My good mate Pete FaceTimed me and he said, the borders are not going to open for Queenslanders. You've got to book right now. So we booked to go to Adelaide. So I drove to the boat, took the boat to the mainland, drove home, packed my bag, straight to the airport, jumped on a 10 o'clock flight, straight to Adelaide. And then I fly on grand final day to Perth. And of course, I've got to actually get to the game because the Western Australian police have already rung me twice just to make sure I understand the rules. I mean, I don't know. I might land to Perth and they say, I don't know, we've got a new rule, so you can't go.
So, did he make it? Was he allowed to enter WA? Roger joins us once again on RN Drive. Welcome back, Roger.
G'day, Paul. How are you going?
I'm very well. I suppose the big question is, did they let you in when you arrived in Western Australia?
They did, Paul. They let me in. I tell you, I was so nervous. You know, I got through the gate. You go through this little booth and they all started whispering, this is Roger Collins-Woolcock, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Anyway, I got taken to one side and they said, right, you've passed the test that I had to – test that I had to have in South Australia. And I showed them the result on the phone, my negative test, and they said, okay, we'll ring somebody in South Australia to make sure it's legit. And anyway, the guy came back and said, you're right to go. So, you know, I did. I got through.
A huge sigh of relief, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You told us last week that you watched Melbourne play in a grand final at the MCG before. How did it compare to watching them win a grand final in Perth?
Oh, look, it was chalk and cheese. You know, I tell you, I was just so toey going to the game. I was so nervous about it. It was like I was playing myself. And so I was just so nervous going. And I don't recall being so nervous coming up against Essendon back in 2000 because I sort of think in my guts I knew we were going to get thrashed, which of course we did. Mm. But this time I thought this is our time, this is our history. But I've just had a lifetime of disappointment with the D's, so you know, I never was confident.
There was that moment, wasn't there, in the third quarter when the Doggies got a few goals up. You must have been getting some heart palpitations around about that time.
Oh, I'd given Bont the Norm Smith by that stage, and I thought this is our time. And then, of course, we did what the D's have never done before, which is just crush them, you know, which was just so wonderful.
Yeah, I bet it was. When it happens, when the final siren goes, who's the first person you call to celebrate? Bearing in mind that you told us last week that this decision to go to the grand final meant that you missed your anniversary.
Yes, correct. So I was there surrounded by people that I didn't know. So I made two phone calls. One phone call I gave to my son who had to watch the game by himself in lockdown in Sydney, Joe. And then he's the one that when his cord was cut in 1998, when he was born, he's the one that I held in my arms and sung him, "It's a grand old flag." I sang him that song. And so he's a mad Demons man, but he had to watch it by himself. And then I rang my family and my brother and his family that were in Brisbane. They were going absolutely nuts. We were going nuts. It was wonderful.
And on the Sunday, how did you celebrate? And how are you feeling today, actually?
Oh, look, I'm just loving it, Paul. I got to tell you, on the Sunday, I'm getting texts from my daughter. Now, my middle daughter is she was the one that was in Mandy, my wife's womb, in 2000. Mandy was 8.5 months pregnant. I went down to see us get thrashed. I slept in the prayer room at Tullamarine Airport to fly home the next day. And this daughter now is 20 years old and studying law, and she somehow I somehow got convinced that we should get matching tattoos when the D's won. So she's texting me, "I've got the designs, Dad. I'm ready to go." Anyway, that was what I was doing on Sunday. And then, of course, on Sunday, there was the grand final sort of cup presentation at Forest Place here in Perth. So I just was like a little kid in a candy shop. I went along there and waving the flags and talking to D Faithful. I just was loving it, you know?
Yeah, I bet you were. And I understand you've been playing some footy while you're in Perth as well. Who are you playing for? And did you get a couple of kicks?
Well, yeah, there's the National Masters footy carnival on, and so I played for a team, a hodgepodge of players that come from various states. It was the president's team versus the 55-year-old plus Northern Territory team.
Fantastic. Well, look, enjoy the celebrations, Roger.
I will indeed, and I'm sort of hoping that I'm going to be able to catch the D's. They fly out Thursday, so do I, so I'm going to be stalking them at the airport.
Fantastic. Roger Collins-Woolcock is a Melbourne Demons supporter who's revelling, as you can hear, in their premiership triumph. He's been my guest on RN Drive.